We're all gathering to hear Divrei Hesped, Chaim Goldzweig. It's a big loss for his mishpacha, for all of his friends, for all Klal Yisrael. Reb Chaim was an ish golem yoid. He had many, many milas. He was a pioneer in Kashis in America and laid the foundation for Kashis. He was accepted by all Chugim, from the modern Orthodox to the ultra Orthodox and everyone in between. His word was the final word when it came to Kashis. He was Maisa Nefesh for Kashis, put his whole life into it. Very often he would leave Sunday morning and return Thursday night or Friday, traveling to all parts of the world. Unique personality. He was held with his great esteem, whoever he came in contact, no matter from, not Jewish. All this was known to whoever knew Chaim well. He was a walking Kiddush Hashem. Reb Chaim was a B'nai Shel Kedoshim. His father, Moshe Gershon, was known as a Mekubal. There are many, many stories of brachas that he gave with Mekuyim for Chaylim. He gave out kmiyas. People were zeicher to a full shleima. Even the doctors gave up hope. Just one story I heard, which I'd like to say over. During World War II, in Chicago, there were a number of teenagers that were inducted into the army, they were drafted to serve overseas in World War II. The parents were very nervous and they brought their children to a migration for a bracha. Each soldier that came to him, he gave them a bracha and a kamiya. Every soldier that he gave a kamiya to returned home safely. One soldier came home with a bandaged foot and he came to the house of the Goldzweigs when he came back and he told Reb Moshe Gershon, he says, "You visited me when I was in the foxhole. You came to told me, you came personally to tell me to jump out." And he started screaming at me, "Jump out right now because your life is in danger." And I jumped out. And right as soon as I jumped out, a rocket came into the foxhole. And whoever was there was killed. And I jumped out just in time. And part of the shrapnel damaged my foot. This is the damage they're wearing the bandage on the foot. This is a Moshe Gershon. But there was a little part to Reb Chaim, which many people did not know. Reb Chaim had a heart of gold. Many people throughout the years came for help, either financially or Eitzes and Eitz Tzara. Chaim was always there for them. The Pasuk says, Lev yodeim or is nashay, ubsimichasay lo yizayav zor. So the Vilna Gaon says, "Amarti kapshat." He says this pasuk is going on lasad lavoi. A person has many avarim, and the other avarim will have a taina to the lev. Zeshtein going. Why does the lev have special than the rest of the avarim in the guf? Why is there such thing as simcha? B'simcha yisrael yar zor. So the Elohim Shat and Zohar Le'Azor means that the Hara Avor won't be in the same simcha as the Lev. Zaktavil Nagani says, because the Lev is Samech, it makes other people the simcha. So it's more than all the Avorim and the Guf. The Reich of Lev of Chaim was so big. He cared so much about individuals. And that's what it says by Pasuk. Ba'avom avino, matzos esavava inero fanecha, think is the wave. Another part of Reb Chaim that I saw constantly by him. His amunah betochen and Rebbeinu Shalom was so strong. It was mamash unbelievable. His avekis in Hashem was meredik. A shach writes in the Sefer. He had a kasha that always bothered him. Why is there a mitzvah amunah? You need a mitzvah amunah. It's so poshut. You just have to look at a small bug crawling on the ground. You see how much chokhmah is in that small ant. Koshkein, the chokhmah that goes in creating a person. So why is that called a muna? You have to be an idiot to think differently. So Shach writes, he didn't understand in a kasha about him a long time. So he decided to go list the Biskarov. So the Biskarov answered him, I had the same kasha. And so Biskarov said, I also didn't understand this. So I asked my father, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim answered, Vada with the Seichel understands, that's called Amunah, that's called Yediyah. Of the Chiva, Amunah starts when the Seichel, when the ends of Seichel, the Adam, the Seichel person is mugbal, is limited. His man of Amokam, he said, of the Chiva, Amunah starts, what's the man of his man? We have no Musak. That's when the Chavis Amunah kicks in. In the new Rabbi Ezri's, there's a go on the bottom. And he says, he writes there, afterwards they show me what I heard from Reb Chaim is mentioned, said in the Beis HaLevi. So I looked up the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says even further, even if Rabbi Hashem does a maifis, does a miracle, that's not called Amunah. But only with the Seichel cannot be Masik. That's an Amunah. Dr. Musa says even further, the Jacob Amunah is even bigger. That person is Maimon Hashem. Even when he sees things connected to Seichel. Not you don't understand, but he thinks connected to Seichel. You can ask kashas on Daki Hashem, Tzadik Raloi, Rosh V'Tayvloi. But with that, he's a vatal horse, kashas the Baruch Shalom. And he has a Amunah Pshuta. And he has to say to himself, I don't understand Daki Hashem. That's the Madrega, the biggest Madrega in Amunah. That person has to be work on himself to come to this level. That's Shad the Pasuk. Hatsu Tomim Pa'alak Yichot Rochem Mishpot. Kel Amunim Ein Ovel. The Amunim says, say Ein Ovel. A person looks with his eyes. He sees Ovel. Ein Shir. Ad Ein Shir. Look out through the days of the Jewish history. How many Kehillos were destroyed in Europe? And the Second World War, we lost 6 million Bachelor Bnei Yisrael. And the Seichel with Tzadikim Gainim. Tanakhs, over one and a half million Jews were killed by Kiddush Hashem. Of children were killed by Kiddush Hashem. But we have to understand, Ein Omel. And Cheskesani says, we say, Be'laftoya Tzad V'chol Adayos. All the days, no matter the times when things went easy, the time of the Inquisition, Second World War, Tzadik v'chol hadayis, that's the Amunah of a Yid. They're called Ovah Achman of the Tav of it. So Meir Dakimusa says, the 6th, 10th and Sion of Avraham Avinu was the Shech, the son Yitzhak. That was the biggest Sion of all 10 Sionis. Because Kenega Seichel, the Baruch Hashem said, Ki Yitzchak Kol Azara, the Baruch Hashem Naftiach, Avraham Avinu, that the whole future of Christ will be in Yitzchak. And now he has to shech them. Kenega Seichel. And so Avraham didn't ask any shailas. And he believed that Baruch Hashem Amun HaPshuta, even though it's Kenega Seichel. We have to understand that this is Chayv of every Ben Yisrael. To read Magish this Amunah. Everyone has Nisyanis in life. Some have Nisyanis Panasa. Some have Nisyanis from their parents, in-laws. There are people who have Nisyanis with their children. And very often the parents aren't even at fault for it. Sometimes with the Eidekrach. Sometimes with the spouse. Oh, but the Iker person has to know everything is a cheshul to Ribono Shalom. A person has to know that he has to daven to Ribono Shalom and follow Derech HaTorah. That she has Siyat Yishmael in Chol Yonav. This we saw from Avei Sena HaKadoshim and the Chal Chizik from them. And this we saw in our generation of Chaim Goldschlag. His Amunah Pshuta was so strong. Never asking kashis, even though they saw. But we cannot forget the main hatzlacha of Reb Chaim is because he was zeicher Tenacious Chayil, his Rebbetzin. She was the backbone, the keres habayis. That Reb Chaim was able to serve Christ so in such a way. We can truly say on her, on the Rebbetzin, Rabbi's bonus as a chavat alisa kolano. Rebbetzin, you were the one who brought up the children almost single-handedly, and saw to it that Reb Chaim could serve Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Ksuvos, Hamishdamish baratoya atoy mechayeo, and so on. How is the learning? When it comes to his amazim, the ta, the shvitz of the person learning Torah, that's how you amaze him. That's what people at his amazim, the amaze in Torah, that'll be mechayim. It's Yidur HaChazanish wrote, and he said over, he said, the Nashim Tznua and Sitkani is in Bleibrak, that in the hot summer days, those times there's no air conditioning. And hot summer days, they wore big dick snores, their schwitz for wearing big dick snores. Dad of Mechaim, the woman, lost his love eye. Mechaim Kaneski is massive. So who I did also, the schwitz of the woman, that her husband could go sit and learn, and the husband could take care of the children. That also be Mechaim them, lost his love eye. Your husband traveling over the whole world for Kleisol will be a big schuss for you and your family. Shalom Rav Lava Tzeisecha V'leim L'mai Michal. Chotz Chaim writes, who's this posik? Shalom Rav Lava Tzeisecha. Who's this posik going on? Zokta Chotz Chaim, it goes on in Noshim. Oh, they're not like this Tzeisecha. The Ivy Sir Secha, Vela my Michel, they're not the Vera Taya. They are the Ivy Sir Secha. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbetzin was Zaycha, to a wonderful family and grandchildren and grandchildren. But you should realize it's all per se by the Mazer, but Dick Ischa will be waiting for you by Yom Haba. Reb Chaim now, Jinoel Mahemes, Be mispaal for mishpacha. Be mispaal for all the chayim in our community and all the tzaris that are going on. May the gula come to Korev. Be'lam avas netzach, moch Hashem dimo hakoponim.